Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm a caller with National Opinion Service. We are conducting a survey today, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I'm sorry. I didn't repeat that, please.
Yeah. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, definitely.
Thank you. And just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you so much. And I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote?
100% if I'm alive.
Understand. And what is your age?
93.
Thank you, ma'am. Would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
I have no opinion.
No opinion, okay. And what makes you feel that way about the importance of voting in this election?
I'm very interested in voting, but I haven't formed an opinion.
Understand. Well, thank you. Allow me just 1 second. And let me ask you, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you, ma'am. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Over the years, I've been rather strong, very supportive.
Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I think he's better than what we could be if we get another one. I think he's doing his best.
Okay. Yes, would you say strongly approve then?
Strongly.
Yeah. Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, okay. And you, in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
As I'm concerned, I have a business, and so many businesses going out of business, but to me, it's about the same.
Understand. And now I'd like to read you what some authors have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? You may choose up to two. Could be Donald Trump getting elected president again, stagnant wages and rising costs, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the lack of quality education opportunities, rising crime and violence, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. You may choose up to two.
I think the world is in a bad condition. I think we really need to turn back to God. It won't improve overnight, but at least it will be better because I think God is in control of it all. So I thank you for your interest, and I hope things go well. But I'm a rather praying person, and I have belief that God has brought us this far and he'll carry us a little farther, regardless who's in charge.
I understand. But you say about the options that I provided, which one do you select? Would you like me to read that again?
No, that's all right. I think I heard most of it, and I haven't formed a direct opinion. But I hope the world would get the people of the world. The opportunities are there, but especially my people, I hope they will wake up and get more, take advantage of more of the opportunities that are available.
I understand. I understand. Well, thank you so much. And let me ask you, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And you may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. Let's start with Cornel West. From 0 to 100, how favorable it is for you?
Changes are very favorable to me.
Okay. And would you rate it in numbers from 0 to 10? What number do you choose?
From what number you say? 1 to 10. What did you say? What number did you say?
Oh, it's from 0 to 100. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. And 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. So you can choose any number from 0 to 100, considering that.
50.
Okay, 50. And the next one is Hakeem Jeffries. From 0 to 100, how favorable is him for you?
Who?
Hakeem Jeffries.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know. Okay, it's okay. If you have no opinion or if you never heard of that person, you indicate that, please. The next one is Democrats in Congress.
The ones that I know of, but I don't know many of the persons in Congress too much.
Okay, I understand. So no opinion.
I'm in Congress, so no opinion.
Okay, what about Republicans in Congress from 0 to 100?
I don't know anything about them either.
Okay, no opinion, okay. And what about Donald Trump?
What about Donald Trump?
From 0 to 100, how favorable it is for you?
Not at all. I'm not favorable of him to him at all.
Understand. So would you say 0 or any other number?
0.
Okay, perfect.
His administration is questionable.
Understand. What about J.D. Vance? Okay, what about Kamala Harris?
That's the one that's running for vice president.
Being honest, I don't have the answer. I just have the names.
Oh, I don't know about those names you'll call.
It's okay. The next one is Kamala Harris.
I'm hoping and praying that if she does get it, she will bring the country back to a better state and keep on working. President Biden
okay.
has been doing. Thank you.
And if you could rate it from 0 to 100, which number do you choose?
I give us 50% chance. 50.
Okay. What about Project 2025? Do you know about it? I understand. And the last one is Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
I think he has done 60% of what he should have done or could have done. So he has tried, even though people have been against him, he has tried.
understand. And let me ask you, I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Undecided, but I'm favoring Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, okay. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Vice President Harris and what she's doing? She's a lot, some, only a little.
She's supposed to be in Georgia this week. She's there now. So I'm hoping in the future we will know more about what she stands for.
Okay, so what you read, seen, or heard recently about Vice President Harris made you more or less favorable towards her?
She's about the best thing out now. From what I've heard, she's about the best thing out now to me.
Okay, so it is somewhat more favorable or much more favorable?
Much more favorable. Let's give it a
understand. And what you have read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards Vice President Harris?
Well, the administration we have now is doing the best they can, and we're under that administration, so no use in thinking about the future. The future hasn't been good in the past, and I don't believe it will be. The future person that's running again, I don't think he will be as good as he has been, and he wasn't that good when he was in office.
Okay, so you say that could be a good option.
Yeah, he could be an interruption to me. He almost has a demonic-looking face.
Understand. Well, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale.
Are they negative statements?
No, are not negative, just some statements that people have made about her. And please tell me if that statement makes you or giving you a convincing reason to vote for her in a scale from 0 to 10. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The person that you are reading the statement from, they are just, we're just all just learning her. And the past is gone. So I think we'll look forward to them hoping that we will do something good in the future. And if we support, I think things will go better.
Understand. Well, thank you for that. Okay, so I will read the statement. Please indicate it on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is a very convincing reason to vote for her, and 0 means that it's not at all a convincing reason. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement says, Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down cost of life and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs and stopping surprise medical billing. She will crack down on price gouging by big corporations and on the junk fees that company mysteriously add on. We have to elect someone who has a plan to make our lives affordable again so that we can get ahead. With that statement, from 0 to 10, how convincing it is for you to vote for Kamala Harris?
Who is the person that's going to make it better for us in the future?
I don't have who is the person. I just have the statements that is coming from some people, but being honest, I don't have what people is that.
Seem like if they're going to say what she's going to do to bring the economy down, seem like the person would have a statement to say, who would bring it up? So I wondered, who are you referring to as would increase our, for the working person, will increase the ability?
I don't have that answer, but you can tell me for you it's a not convincing reason or a convincing reason to vote for her in a number from 0 to 10.
Not convinced.
Not convincing. So it will be 0, or you may choose any other number from 0 to 10.
0.
Okay. The next statement says, Donald Trump says he will repeal Obamacare, removing protections for pre-existing conditions and eliminating health insurance for millions of Americans. Kamala Harris understands how working families struggle to cover the cost of healthcare. As Vice President, Harris led a successful campaign to lower maternal death rates, help reduce the price of insulin to the $35 for millions of Americans, and help pass rules to keep millions of Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement for you to vote for Kamala Harris?
I'm not convinced about anything.
Okay.
I have lots of negative things about Ms. Harris.
Understand. So it's not a convincing reason for you to vote for her, you sir. Would you say that it's a 0, or do you have any other number?
0.
Okay. The next statement, we're almost there, okay? So thank you so much for your time. The next statement says, this November, we have the historic opportunity to vote for change. We have the chance to vote for Kamala Harris as not just the first woman to be president, but also the black woman to hold the highest office in the country. But Harris is more than just history, and this election is about more than just her background. Voting for Harris gives us a chance to take our country in a new direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for change in racial justice. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement for you to vote for her?
Excuse me, can I ask you what group you say you're representing?
I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are an independent research company, and I don't have information about who is sponsoring the survey. I just have the question.
How much longer would the survey be?
Okay. We're almost there. We're almost done with the questions, so I do appreciate your time. I can do it quickly if you wish.
Well, I think most of these things you are talking about now, I really have no direct opinion of them, because I need to study facts before I can give my opinion of most of this stuff. And
I understand.
I think we have about 98 days before the election, so before they elect the vice president for the Democrats. So I have not formed any opinion about them. So I don't want
to
be in advance. But
if you are not convincing about the statement, or if you don't have an opinion, that's important for us to record it. It's okay. So what I'm going to do is I will finish the question, and if you don't have any opinion, or even if it is negative, it is okay, because remember, that's the point of a survey, to get your opinion. It doesn't matter if it is from one side or another side of the politics. So let me continue with the questions. We're almost done. I do appreciate your time, okay? So the next statement says,
where are you? Are you in Georgia?
Oh, we are located in Florida.
Oh, yeah, Florida. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. But we are doing a national survey, so we are calling to all the states during this few weeks. Mm-hmm. So I will read the next one. In November, we have a simple choice. Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. Kamala Harris served the people as a young assistant district attorney working her way up to Attorney General of California. She stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Trump has had dozens of sexual misconduct accusations and was found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represented middle-class homeowners against abusive big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination. Harris has been taking down criminals like Trump her entire career, and with our support, she'll do it again in November to save our democracy. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you to vote for her? If you have no opinion, it's okay. You can say so.
Even though she has maybe a record of doing something, I don't. But I know Trump has been indicted for 34 cases of different things.
Mm-hmm.
And we set him free. But any other person, if they had done two of the things that he's been indicted for, they would be in jail. Mm-hmm. So the system can be corrupt in some ways. But in other ways, it's impartial. So I'm hoping and praying that the truth will eventually come out on both of them.
Understand. So from 0 to 10, how could rate that?
No opinion.
No opinion. Okay, don't worry. Let me ask you again. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
I'm undecided about most of them.
But okay.
For the president, unless some changes are made, I know I will vote for Kamala, for Harris.
Okay. And let me ask you again, now that we talk a little more about elections, would you say one more time, the upcoming 2024 presidential election are more important than previous, less important, or about the same?
Well, about the same. The last election wasn't so good because from some of the beginning of it, even though President Biden won outright, and even Clinton won the popularity vote. But that Electoral College is the one that helped her in that time. But this time, the Electoral College, I don't think that's something we should base on. The public outvoted anyone for Hillary, and the same for Biden, only the Electoral College was with him in that. So I'm not sure of anything, but I hope if I'm still alive at that time, everything will be good. So I thank you.
Understand.
And
how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Would you say very often, not often at all, or not at all?
I haven't received too many words from the media so far.
Understand. And in the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling or education that you have completed?
I got my BS degree from Auburn State in 1953.
It was, I'm sorry, what was the grade you say?
I finished Auburn State in early education in 1953.
Understand. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm widowed.
Okay. understand. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I have one son who retired after 20 years in service.
Okay, so you don't have any 18 or younger, right? Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I wouldn't classify myself as anything. I'm just a church.
Understand. It's okay. Okay, thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services?
I'm on religious service most of the time on the television or the tablet, most of the time during the day.
Oh, okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than the half, about the half, or less than a half, or hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
I'm living in a black neighborhood. I have a few white in this neighborhood.
Oh, understand. And how would you describe the area where you live? Would you say urban, suburban, or rural?
It's not rural. It's urban.
Urban. Okay. Understand. And were one of more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No one. Everyone was born in the United States.
Well, what about your parents? Were one or more of your parents?
I just left the hospital not too long ago. I met lots of people from Puerto Rico, Africa. They have a lot of traveling nurses. I met them. But I don't have any special friends from outside of the United States.
Understand. And were you born outside the United States? Yes or no?
Well, I was. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Mm-hmm. Were you born outside the United States? Yes or no?
No. I was born in Lee County, Leesburg, Georgia.
Understand. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
I don't have anything to do with them.
Understand. Well, this concludes our survey. I do appreciate your time and kindness with these questions, ma'am. I hope that you enjoy your day, okay?
Thank you.
Take care, ma'am. Goodbye.